missed the record button. There it is.
I think that's a record button.
Fantastic.
I'm sure it's working.
Seems like it's working, but I'm just going to turn some things down a little. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay, minus 10 on that. Okay. Minus 10 on that. But yeah, like I said, if your kid's doing podcasts and stuff, he wants to put it up on Apple.
Oh, he's just having a... And that's what I said to him. I said, just have a muck around there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
What do I do? I said, just talk about something you're interested in. Or
exactly.
Interview your brother. Or, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
I think it's easy. So yeah. Well, we're recording now anyway.
Whoa,
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Dan.
As I like to call, new Mitch.
New Mitch.
You've been replaced, Mitch.
Because I am. Mitch is bitch.
Well, Mitch is busy at the moment, so he couldn't come over anyway. So, yeah, I just thought, I've got Andy, who I used to work with, and he's come around, and we're just going to do the quiz together.
Oh, quiz time.
We were just talking about Andy's got an 11-year-old who's recorded 2 podcasts on Nike Air Jordans and hasn't actually put them up on Apple Podcasts yet, so... Soon the next big thing, we'll do this one, and then an 11-year-old will do a podcast on shoes and we'll make millions of dollars.
Exactly right.
We've got the next Joe Rogan.
Ooh, that'd be alright.
Mm.
Be happy with that.
Oh, fun. Yeah, so I figured if Mitch isn't here, might as well get Andy around.
So, second option.
Yeah, second best. We'll just call you, like, you'll do as Mitch.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to ask questions. Which famous entertainer was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Oh, that's... I reckon that could be that man that is likes men.
the man that likes men.
Is an old dude. Plays a piano.
Oh, you reckon it's him?
Yeah, I reckon.
Liberace.
No, I reckon, I reckon it might be Elton.
Elton. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. I thought it was Kenny Rogers. Oh, Reginald Kenneth Dwight. I reckon you're right. I reckon it's Elton John.
I have no idea.
Let me have a look. Oh, the big Elton John fan, you know.
My gaydar's on.
Alright, there we go. Alright, number 2. Christopher Skase died in which country in 2001?
Oh,
I think I know this one.
Yeah, I'm no good with this stuff, because...
Actually, no good with things.
with anything.
Words or thinking. I know this one,
it's
I think.
Mallorca, Spain or something.
Yeah, I think it was in Spain. Yeah. I'm going to Spain. Spain it is. We're both
Spaniola.
Right.
Spaniola.
Yeah. Espanol.
Espanol.
Which is Spanish for Spanish.
For Spanish.
Number 3. True or false? Guillermo del Toro won the Best Director Oscar for the 2014 movie The Book of Life. True or false? Did he win the Oscar?
I've never even heard of the movie or the bloke.
You never heard of Guillermo del Toro?
No.
Oh, he's awesome.
No, does he do porn? That's why I've never heard
he
of him.
He might. I don't think he won the Oscar for it, because I've never heard of that movie.
I've never heard of that person or the movie.
He didn't win it. So we both get that one. False. I'm just assuming you went false. If you haven't heard of him, he didn't win the Oscar.
That would be
nice. Here we go. Number 4, Prince Nassim is best known for his involvement in which sport?
Ooh. Well, it's a little bit like Elton John. He liked to get beaten around the ring because he's a boxer, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Prince Nassim from the UK, okay. I believe.
Sounds like a tennis player to me. But I don't know. I've no idea. So you're going boxing? Ah, boxing it is.
Oh.
Maybe we won't call you worse, Mitch, or you'll do as Mitch. Your name's now Better Mitch. Sad party with Dale and Better Mitch.
Sorry, do I need to dumb it down a bit to pretend to be Mitch? Is that
You know what's funny, though? I haven't actually told Mitch that you're doing this one. So he's going to see a podcast pop up. Sad party, what's going on? Sorry, Mitch, you've been replaced. All right, number 5. The restaurant franchise Zambrero was founded in 2005 in which Australian capital city?
Never even heard of it.
Being a restaurant, I'm going to say Melbourne. But seeing I've never heard of it, probably Sydney.
Zambrero. Zambrero. Yeah, I'll say Sydney, but I've never heard of it.
I'm going to say Sydney. Canberra.
Isn't that in Sydney?
It's Sydney South. we're both useless on that one. Number 6. What is the official currency of the Republic of Ireland?
Potatoes?
It is. Potatoes and fighting. I think it's the euro, isn't it?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have a clue.
I think
I'm only good at stupid questions. Not ones that are actually worth anything.
Prince Nassim the boxer. I think it's the euro. Was no. Actually, no. Cause,
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to say euro.
Pesos.
That's where Christopher Skase was from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the euro.
So I'm right. It's pesos.
I'm right, and you're stupid. Yeah, it's actually pesos. All right. Number seven. In 1914, murders occurred at the Taliesin estate owned by which architect? In 1914. I have no idea. I'm not really brushed up on my early 1900s architectural knowledge.
I was actually just did this course at TAFE, so I should. But I can't remember. I must have missed that episode.
That episode.
No, I have no idea.
How to get away with murder in an architectural estate. I have no idea.
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman. The architect Greg Norman. I'm going to go the architect Kelly Clarkson. We'll see. There we go. Frank Lloyd Wright.
Oh, so close. So close.
Exactly. Ah. You should know this one. Anyone who's recorded a podcast ever should know this one. What is the name of the system's international unit of frequency? Come on.
The fact that you think that I might know that.
You should know it.
I wouldn't have a clue.
It hurts me that you don't know that.
I usually use my podcast usually with two tin cans and a piece of string.
Standing at the front of your house yelling at the street signs. Well, it hurts me that you don't know
that. I was going to say hurts as in like the car company.
Yeah, it's the frequency is named after the car company. Hurts. So I got that one and you didn't.
That's correct.
Oh, here we go. Another one that neither of us will get. Number nine. Panaya Ganilau was the first president of which island country?
Tasmania.
Panaya Ganilau. It's Ganilau. Sounds Indonesian or something to me. No, Panaya.
Oh.
I'm going to say Hawaii. I'm going to say Hawaii.
I'm going to stick with my first choice in Tasmania.
Let me have a look. Oh, Fiji. I was close, but...
So I think close.
Fiji is just Hawaiians that can swim.
That's right.
These ones always piss me off. Number 10. Which country shares the shortest land border with Limburg? Or as most people pronounce it, Luxembourg.
Luxembourg.
Maybe it actually is pronounced Luxembourg, and I just sound like a pretentious douche saying Limburg.
Limburg.
I could be completely wrong.
I would not have a clue.
I think... I'm going to say Holland. Because it's the shortest land border. And I know it's right in the middle of a bunch of them.
I think. I haven't looked at a map since I was like 15.
Which is a long time ago.
Which was around 1914 when that architecture course was...
Is that why you had to get out? You left all your maps there.
Exactly right.
In his estate when you had to leave. I'm going Holland. What are you going?
Yeah, I'll go Holland.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
Would. France. Oh, at least I made us both be wrong. All right, number 11. Who defeated Novak Djokovic in the final of the 2018 ATP Finals tournament?
ATP Finals?
Yeah. In the final of the 2018 ATP Finals tournament. I know nothing about tennis. I assume it's tennis. It's tennis.
It is tennis, yep.
Yeah.
It is tennis. I'm not that big into tennis.
I think it was Prince Nassim. I'm pretty sure.
Mario Bortolotto. I actually might go Rafael Nadal.
Rafael Nadal. I'm going to go Kelly Clarkson again.
I reckon you've got more of a chance.
It was Alexander Zverev.
Oh, he was my second choice.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Second choice for this quiz or second choice between, like if your wife left you, they'd go for you.
If my wife left me, he would be the man I would go for.
All right. Number 12. Last one. And then I can finally get rid of you. Colour TV was first broadcast in Australia during which decade?
Oh, it would be the 50s.
I thought it was the 60s. Because I think
Colour TV. Colour TV.
We got TV for the 50s. Yeah, for the Melbourne Olympics. Yeah, 56 Olympics. Or was colour in like 59 or something like that? I'm gonna say the 60s.
Ooh. Yeah, it had to be 60s, I reckon.
60s, you reckon? I'm gonna go 60s. 70s. Jesus Christ! All those old people put up black and white TV.
Someone thought it'd been easily
15 years
before the 70s.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, we're both wrong on that one.
No, I think the quiz is wrong.
Yeah, the quiz is definitely wrong. I think
we got that right.
Well, let's see what we got. We got... Andy got 4 out of 12.
That's pathetic.
Oh, it's all right. I wouldn't expect any better. And I got 4 out of 12. So we're both equally as useless as one another. Oh, well, that's all right. Well, the main reason I wanted you over, I knew you weren't going to be any good at this, but the main reason I wanted you over was to test out the new equipment we got. So
well, we tested it. It was good.
And I'm really hoping it didn't work because we didn't do very good at this quiz. So, yeah.
Can't we just do it again now that we know the answers?
All right. Okay. So, all right. We'll see how you go. In 1914, murders occurred at the Taliesin estate owned by which architect? What was the architect's name, Andy?
Greg Norman.
Correct. You get 13 out of 12. Well, I don't know. That's pretty much it. This one's been a bit of a short and sweet one, but at least we've got to test the stuff. So I've recorded on the iPad as well as on the computer. So if it didn't work on the computer, you'll get a crappy iPad.
So it means we've got to smash the computer and the iPad to get rid of this information.
Exactly right. It's bin night tonight, so you take all that. Just throw it all in the bin out the front.
Even better.
The last thing, I don't want to put it in the recycle bin in case someone decides to get it out. So. But yeah. Email us, sadpartypodcast@gmail.com. We've got an email address up. Tell me if you think Andy was better than Mitch and if Mitch should be permanently replaced, or if you prefer Mitch and I'll just delete this episode and pretend Andy doesn't even exist. So,
and to all my family members, please email to get rid of Mitch.
Exactly. And we'll also, when Andy's kid makes his podcast about sandals or whatever he's doing, and I'll be sure to spam that one out because they're probably better than this one. I'm sure an 11-year-old talking about his shoes is way more interesting than us doing the
definitely.
Quiz.
Definitely.
And doing a terrible job.
Definitely.
Oh, well, let's see if this one recorded. Thanks for that.
Bye.
Cool.